And I called David. He was there. Atlanta branch manager. I said, David, tell me something now. Those boys offered me, he said, Elmer, wait a minute. Let me tell you what let's do. I'm coming to Sanford in the next few days, and I'll be there 3 or 4 days. How about meeting me at Sanford, and we'll talk about that? And I said, all right. So I went on up there, met him. He said, don't take it, Elmer. You know where they want to send you? So you can only speak one language. I said, that's right. He said, they want to send you to the Rio Grande Valley. That's where your territory will be. And he said, you need to speak at least 3 languages to go there. Mm-hmm. Said, it's a wonderful place and a good market. We sell a world of stuff there, but that's the man's retiring. It's in there, and they want to get you to, he's going to send you there. Then don't take it. Says, your name is the first name on the list in my office when I have a break. I said, well, I don't think I want it anyway. They didn't offer me any more money than I was making. Mm-hmm. So what is the use to tell them to leave home?
Yeah.
That was a bad deal. So, just like Wilson and Toomer hired me one time, Wilson and Toomer Fertilizer Company. And the war came on, and they canceled me out. And I was proud of it. Because, getting out here and going from field to field and place to place, drumming business for fertilizer wasn't like sitting up there and waiting on the trade. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had them coming there. I had operated the business to where I had them coming. And it was
that's a sign of a good business.
Yeah. Whole lot of difference in that and getting out here and trying to drum up a lot of business. Mm-hmm. So I never did work a day for Wilson and Toomer, only through the company. We were their agents. Mm-hmm. So, and I had one deal there, and the only deal in the state of its kind, and I was at the head of it.
Oh, really? What? Is it a really big one?
Yeah, all credits that were given for fertilizer in Plant City through Wilson and Toomer, I okayed them. Mm-hmm. And done that for many, many years. And if I hadn't have made them some money or something, they would have cut the deal out long before they did. Mm-hmm. They cut it out after Mr. Barber died. He dropped dead one night, and he was a sales manager and first vice president and a wonderful man. And Wilson and Toomer never was the same. Mr. Jones died, and then Mr. Barber died, and Wilson and Toomer never was the same from then on. Mm-hmm. Mr. Haynes was a wonderful man, but he died, and it never was the same. It's owned by some outfit in Texas now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Glenn Lucas, that I spoke of the other afternoon, he was the manager of this plant. He said, Elmer, it just makes me sick at times to look at the thing. Knowing how it used to be. And your day, Mr. Barber's day, Mr. Bayless Haynes' day, and Mr. Jones' day. And said, it's just altogether different. I said, yes, you're by that, Glenn, like I am with the Plant City Growers. It makes me sick to go in there sometimes. Mm-hmm. The thing I give the better part of my life for, the way it's being handled now. Mm-hmm. I realize that labor today is not like it was in the days I was there. Mm-hmm. But I wore the pants when I was there. I done that. And the manager that's there today, he'll tell me any time that he talks to me, I wish I could do like you did and handle men like you did. Well, there wasn't anything to it. Just be positive. Say it one time. That's enough. Be sure that he understood. And be good to it.
Mm-hmm. And be good to it.